Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone, welcome to D-Time Season 1, Episode 53, The Millennial Misconception. And kind of a catchy title, but I wanted to talk about, you know, being a millennial. I know that depending on who's listening, that maybe that's a derogatory term or a term that or a term of endearment or source of pride. So I thought it'd be cool to talk about that. There's a lot of thoughts and views about millennials and, you know, their view on the world and things like that. But I think, you know, maybe if we talk about it, maybe there's some things that we have wrong, and kind of get a perspective of a current millennial, outside of myself. But I get to sit down with a good friend, Alondra, and chat with her about just, you know, who she is as a person, maybe some goals, things that she has in mind, things that she wants to do, and maybe her thoughts on the whole, millennial misconception, things that people get wrong about millennials and who they are. And so I'm excited to hear what she has to say. I'm excited for you guys to hear as well. So please stick around for part two. And as always, you know, we're nearing towards the end of the first season. And so if you hung on this long, please share what stood out to you. Share what topics you maybe would like to see in the future. You can follow this podcast at D-Time Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. We're on YouTube as well. You can send us an email at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. Let's get into talking about millennials. And if you're a millennial, maybe you're listening, what are some things that kind of irk you about that term? What are some things that you feel people get wrong about millennials? What are your thoughts on the topic? Please send us some comments and let us know how you feel and what you think. And we'll see you in part two of The Millennial Misconception. Peace. Hey, welcome to D-Time episode 53. I'm here with my good friend Alondra. Alondra, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. At the time of this recording, we're right around Thanksgiving, so it's my favorite time of the year, so I'm fired up. But thank you for joining me. So today we're going to have a cool little chat just about millennials and the signs of the times regarding that. But before we kind of jump in to that topic, I was hoping if you could take a couple minutes just to introduce yourself to those that may be listening.
Yeah. So my name is Alondra. I'm from Yakima, Washington, which is like 2.5 hours from Seattle. I'm currently 20, about to be 21 in April of next year. And I'm currently a junior at the University of Washington studying for nursing.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So today, you know, as I was thinking about the concept of what we want to talk about, you know, I thought about millennials, and not even just millennials in particular, but just I would say from the millennial, quote unquote, millennial generation and beyond, you know, the youthful generation, there's kind of like this misconception or just a view about just young people in general that older people have. And we often hear of it more in a negative connotation than positive. So I wanted to kind of unpack all that real quick. So when you hear the word millennial, what comes to mind?
I think for me personally, when I hear the word millennial, I think of like youth mainly. But I also think of like, especially for me, since I am very active on social media and I get to see all the different sides to that. I also think of like a group of individuals who have like this sense of community and who, despite the differences they may have, they do fight to understand each other and to stand up for what they believe in, even if that means that along the way they may have a larger group of people disagree or not particularly be very fond of what they stand for. But like you were saying, I also think that now, though, like when I think of millennials, there is also a negative side to it. And I feel like a lot of it comes from the previous generations. So when I think of millennials, I also think of like the things that are said about them. Like, at least personally, I've heard a lot of, oh, they have it too easy. They're the lazy generation. They're a bunch of disrespectful kids. And I think social media plays such a huge role in our lives now that sometimes because of it, it can be so easy to misunderstand people and misunderstand situations, which might be what happens with millennials. But I also think it's really unfortunate because you think that like we would be receiving support from these people who knew what it was like back then to have to fight, to have a voice, to have to fight to be represented in so many different areas and much more than what we see today, which is surprising. But I think in a lot of situations that's not the case. And for me, I think that's what makes me want to focus on the positive side even more. Because like despite the negativity that can surround millennials, they continue to push forward and to really just strive for peace. And I think it's cool to be a part of that, of just seeing the youth grow up and just come together to really create the sense of unity and just like I said before, just this community to have where we can relate to one another.
Yeah, that's awesome. As you're talking, I was thinking a lot about, you talked about, the older generation and there's can seem like there's a projection onto younger people. And I thought about, what do we as millennials or as a younger generation want to be remembered for? So I want to pose that to you. What do you want to be remembered for as an individual? And then maybe if I could be so bold for you to speak for your generation, what do you want personally to be remembered for? And then your generation, what would you like them to be remembered for?
Yeah. This is a really hard question personally. But I think the timing is awesome because just the other day, a brother was just saying how, sharing how, like, no matter what, we're all going to be remembered for something. And he was just sharing how, like, we can either be remembered for something great or awesome that we've done, or we could be remembered for, like, the bad decisions that we made, or the people we've hurt. And it just got me thinking, like, what do I want to be remembered for? And honestly, I think there's a lot of things that I would like to be remembered for, obviously all positive, but I think for me, the number one thing that I would like to, just when people like think of me and just remember the things I've done, I would love to be remembered by my perseverance. And I just think because of like my childhood, I didn't necessarily have a super rough childhood, but I did have some bumps here and there with my family, especially with us being so many. And I think since a very young age, I was just very determined to go after my goals and what I consider my dreams at the time. And being a woman of color, you do get to experience different bumps along the way. And so I think if I could be remembered for never allowing my situations to determine what I get to do, that would be really amazing. But another thing that I would love to just be remembered by is my gentleness. I think a lot of times we can oversee traits like gentleness, kindness, but I think they play such a huge part in just making up who someone is as a person. And I honestly have always been someone who's always been won over by kindness, by just the gentleness of others. And I would like to make an impact on people based on my gentleness. Yeah, and just always just having a smile on my face, I think, would be another awesome thing to be able to be remembered by, despite challenges, despite, all the lows and even, you know, the highs. It can be so easy to smile when you're when you feel like you're on top of the world, but then when you hit a wall, it's so much harder. But I would love to be able to, you know, if I can hold on to one thing during those times, it's joy. It's that smile on my face. But that's for me personally. To answer the other part of your question, I think as a group, I think it'd be very important just to be seen as, kind of tying it back to what I said for the first question, just being the group of people who, you know, stood up for what they believed in, which I see a lot of today, especially with so many topics that are very controversial. Like, you see a lot of hate, but you also see a lot of like standing up for each other, even if people may not really, they may not really relate to certain issues or certain topics. They use their voice, and I think that's what makes millennials even now so strong and just a group that wants to fight. And I think that would be awesome. And I feel like anyone would agree. I hope anyone would agree that that's what we'd like as a whole to be remembered for, just the group of people who stood up for their beliefs and, you know, weren't afraid to have their voices heard.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great point. Now, I think, just, adding to what you're saying about, the generation and the positive that you draw on and the sticking up from each other, it seems to me that there's a lot of role models for millennials, folks, standing up. I think of, that young girl, I forget where she's from, but, Greta Thornburg, about climate change. A lot of people are looking up to her as a role model. So for you, who is your role model currently in your life?
This may sound really cliche, but I think for me, it's definitely my mom. And I think mostly because I was raised by a single mother, and there's 7 of us in total, so she had a lot to fight for. And I think, like, since a very young age, I just got to experience my mom have to like really push herself to really just fight forward. And there were so many times where I just questioned, like, how does she do it? Like, how does she have the strength to continue to, you know, provide for us, to, you know, make sure that we're okay. And despite all of it, despite the hardships, I think one thing that stands out to me the most is she did everything with love. And I think love for me is such an important factor in anything really, in my relationships and in my spiritual walk with God. Is just, I think it's the thing that binds things together. And to see so much of it coming from my mom, it just really inspired me to want to do the same. And I also love how she sacrificed for those she loved, which in our society today, because it's become so independent and so easy to be so like self-focused and selfish, it can be hard to do sometimes, like to really look out for others. And I think all of those three things are something that my mom has unknowingly taught me with just like being able to see how she lives her life. So definitely my mom would be my role model.
Wow, that's awesome. So kind of switching gears a little bit, and talking about impacting the world, and I don't think you can set out to impact the world if you don't have, goals to do so. So for you, what are some goals that you're setting for 2020? And just a couple.
It's I always feel afraid to share goals because I feel like once they're out there, it's like people know and now people can hold you accountable, which is great, but it's also like scary because it's like, okay, now I got to do this. But I like to separate like my goals into different areas. So I think for me, these last couple of months I've just been noticing a pattern in my mental health, and just like I've seem to give into a lot of negativity, and I allow that to determine how I feel and how I act. So I think for this new year, I really want to focus on feeding my mind a lot of positivity. And I saw a post from a brother in from Portland actually, where he was just sharing how like, nobody goes to the gym and just looks at the weights and gets fit from that. You know, they actually have to go and do the routine, the exercises. And I think in the same way, I can't personally, I can't just be like, okay, I have to have a positive mindset. Like it has to be a consistent feeding of really just positivity. And that's something that I really want to work on because I do see how having a negative mindset can totally affect, like it literally drips into different areas of my life. And I for physical, I actually do want to have a physical goal. I just want to be in the gym, be more consistent going to the gym, which I'm grateful that James started the whole Ironman workout group in the morning. But I've been doing well ongoing, but I think it's so easy to go off track the minute I miss a day. And I saw that happen last week. Like I missed a day and then it wouldn't stop. And before you knew it, I missed the whole week. And I can tell myself that it's because of school, it's because of tests, but I think really it's just my discipline and being consistent in the things that I really want to do. So for 2020, I do want to be going all 5 days to the Ironman workouts. And also, part of being healthy is watching what you eat. And I think that's an area that I've struggled with a lot. And I think for me, what really like causes me to stumble a lot is like junk food, like chips and candy and stuff like that. So I don't have like a solid plan yet, but I do want to pray through it, think through it, and like even if it has to be something radical, like no chips for a couple of months, I just want to make sure that I'm like taking care of myself physically by going to the gym, but also watching what I eat, which really is doing me a service, like in the long run, even though it may seem hard. And there was one last goal I'd like to share, which is in my spiritual walk. I really want to be a leader. And I think it's very scary, like saying this out loud, because I don't know what that's gonna look like, and I don't know what that's really gonna require. But I think it's become a huge desire of mine, and I always had this mindset where like, oh, I'll do things when I'm ready, or when I'm ready, things will pop up for me. And like the truth is, I may never be ready, but like that's what it's all about, like stepping up to that, to play the part, to have that role. And I just want to like have an impact on people. Kind of like you said, you can't really impact people if you don't have goals. And so that is another reason why I want to be a leader, even if it's like just discipling someone or, even something bigger, like being a Bible talk leader. But yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome goals. I hope you keep you accountable, sis. No problem. All right, so I always end on this question, and it doesn't have to do with this topic necessarily, but well, for you, what's been the best piece of advice that someone shared with you? And if you don't have a top, maybe, a recent one that stuck out.
I get a lot of advice, a lot of good advice, thankfully, but I can never really like pinpoint like all this one. But this may sound kind of funny, but the other day I was watching a movie and they said something on there and it just really made me reflect to the point where I'm like, oh my gosh, it wasn't meant to be this deep. But to me, it really like struck me. And the woman in the movie, she said something like, failure only occurs when you decide to give up. And for me, I'm like, wow, that's so true. Like it's so simple, but it's so true. And I just started thinking of all the different areas in my life and just decisions I've made. And a lot of the time, because like I shared previously, because of my negative mindset, I can like talk myself out of things. And the minute I mess up, or what I consider to mess up, I can just really convince myself that I have no chance, or this is it. Like, if you couldn't even do this, and surely you can't do that. And because my emotions also come after that, it's very easy to be like, yeah, you're right. Like, you know, I can't do this. Like, I already messed up. There's no point. And I think, you know, you can't really mess or you can't really fail at something unless you stop trying. And I think for me, part of my desired growth that I want to have, that I wish to have, is gonna come from choosing to get back up, even after I fail at the things, or I believe I failed at things. So I think, yeah, definitely, even though it wasn't really specifically to me, that was an awesome piece of advice that, well, an awesome quote that I took that it just
Yeah.
really inspired me to want to
No, that's
continue
great.
to fight. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it's always great when you get those little nuggets when it's not meant
Yeah.
to. Awesome. Londra, thank you so much for taking the time and to chat and give your insight. It's very, very helpful. I know a lot of people are gonna get a lot of wisdom and insight from this. And for those that are listening, if you have any thoughts on millennials or thoughts on, your generation, if even, whatever generation it is, you can send us a comment. You can follow this podcast on DTime Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And on Facebook as well. Londra, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me.
Yeah, thank you for this awesome opportunity.
Thank you for joining me for D Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at D Time Podcast. See you next time.